being together. When I compare Unitarian Universalism to something in nature, I usually work with a tree analogy. You know, roots, trunks, leaves, all that. And it usually works out beautifully. Much of what happens in the tree and plant world happens out of our everyday line of sight. Acorns and seeds germinate in the dark. Roots tunnel underground. Much of the cycle of life, particularly the beginnings and the endings, happen in the dark of the earth. I don't often look to the dark of the ocean for an analogy from the natural world. But I was looking at the website for the Monterey Bay Aquarium and was blown away when I started reading about the giant kelp that grows it right alongside us, the ocean's over there. On the coast, on the rim of the Pacific Ocean. I wasn't thinking about UUism until I read the line, giant kelp often grows in turbulent water, which brings renewed supplies of nutrients. And I thought, there's a sermon in there. Giant kelp does not have a root system like the plants on trees that grow in the land. It's an algae. But giant kelp share that cycle of generation, birth, maturation, and decline of all living things. Instead of a root system that burrows down and pulls up nutrients, giant kelp has a holdfast system that keeps the plant anchored onto the rocks under the water. The holding system that fastens the plant to the rock does not convey nutrients or food. It has flexible, tough tubes that grow upward and connect the holdfast at the bottom of the plant to the fronds and floaters at the top. This system is very efficient. Giant kelp can grow 2 feet per day, faster than bamboo. Yeah, they just. To grow, it absorbs nutrients directly from the water around it. While a traditional tree analogy does fit our UU history very well, I wonder if the image of the giant kelp doesn't illustrate our feisty, independent Western UU congregations more accurately. While many of us UUs know we are connected in some way to older historical threads that run through religious history, I have found that many of us are much more interested and involved in what's happening right now in our social justice work. This is my own observation. The immediacy of that work can be all-consuming and very demanding on many levels. I've been working on homelessness in our area. The vagaries of the Protestant Reformation and the finer points in theology of Unitarian Universalism, and how the heck does Transylvania fit in there anyway? Often feel like something we as UUs should know more about. At some time, we will sit down and study all of that, but life is busy. The immediacy and importance of our work in the larger world, where our newer UU ideas, like the new kelp fronds, emerge and merge in the arresting light in the needs of the here and the now. We do know, however, consciously and intuitively, that the bedrock of our religious ancestors is there, deep under the darkness of the ocean, holding us. We feel their presence in our hymns, in our order of service, and in the very structure of our congregational life. Our congregations and our institutions connect us to the holdfast of the past like the long, tough, tensile tubes of the giant kelp. Tubes that connect those holdfasts to the newer fronds and growths at the surface. Each generation of UUs has been nourished by the turbulent waters of their own time. We join our ancestors in the act of taking in nutrients and finding strength, stimulation, and growing from the challenges we face in our own turbulent waters. As we fight racism, sexism, and classism, we face struggles today as part of a UU cohort that travels through time, our time, together. Giant kelp beds protect the coastlines from damaging wave activity. How many times through the centuries have we UUs protected or mitigated danger for those who stood on perilous shores? California giant kelp are dynamically tied to the seasons through the changes in the temperature of the water near the coast. They flourish when cooler waters are present and can disappear in warmer summer waters. Kelp, an algae, grow and die in cycles tied to the sacred rhythms of the seasons of the earth, of air, of water, and of sunlight. Under optimum conditions, giant kelp live about 7 years, the estimated average length of a minister's tenure at a congregation. I'm not sure where that part of the comparison will lead us, so I could have just put that out there. It is easy to forget or ignore the historical rocks beneath the separate giant kelp forests that are UUism. As a reminder, the National Marine Sanctuary's website tells us that the larger and stronger the rock on which it is anchored, the more likely the kelp will survive. Again, the larger and the stronger the rock on which it is anchored, the more likely it is the kelp will survive. If you get a chance, pick up that UU history book or take a class. Hold fast to the bedrock of our history. Cherish the organic, resilient strength of our living tradition alive in our congregations, and get ready to thrive in the turbulent waters of our time. The hold fast to the historical rocks of our faith allow for those tough, flexible, changing institutions to support our growth as UUs. Up on the surface of the water, in a dazzling collision of sunlight, nutrients, and new life in the synergy of each moment. Blessed.